2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 13. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Romans 1:3-4. Concerning his son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ is the seed of David according to the flesh and in his humanity. Here flesh refers not to created man, man as originally created by God, but to fallen man, man who became flesh through the fall. When God first created man, man was not flesh. However, man's fall brought sin into man's nature, changing created man into fallen man. When Christ became flesh as the seed of David, he became a man in the likeness, the form, of fallen man but without the sinful nature. Christ does not possess any sin, he has nothing to do with sin. Hence, when Christ became flesh, he was only in the likeness of the flesh of sin and did not have the sin of the flesh. Today's reading. The Jews recognized the Lord's status as the seed of David according to the flesh. Many of them admitted that Jesus was a royal descendant of David. However, regarding the Lord's status as the Son of God, there was a great controversy among the Jews when he was on the earth. Without heavenly revelation they could realize, at most, only that he was the greatest among the prophets, none of them could know that he is the Son of the living God. Eventually, the Jews condemned him to death because he claimed that he was the Son of God. For the Jewish leaders, to declare oneself as the Son of God was blasphemy. Before his incarnation and resurrection, Christ was already the Son of God. After he became incarnate, however, his divine nature was concealed by the flesh. However, according to Romans 1:4, when he entered into resurrection, he was designated in power as the Son of God in his humanity. Unlike the resurrection of Lazarus and of others, the resurrection of Christ was not common but very particular. Christ's resurrection is different because his resurrection was his designation as the Son of God. There was no need for Christ to be designated as the Son of Man, because when people saw him, they immediately recognized that he was a man. However, there was a need for him to be designated the Son of God because the Son of God was concealed in him as the Son of Man. This concealed divinity needed to be designated, made manifest, by the resurrection. When he was resurrected, he was designated, or manifested, the Son of God with his humanity. Before his incarnation, Christ, the Divine One, already was the Son of God. By incarnation he put on an element, the human flesh, which had nothing to do with divinity, that part of him needed to be sanctified and uplifted by passing through death and resurrection. By resurrection his human nature was sanctified, uplifted, and transformed. Hence, by resurrection he was designated the Son of God with his humanity. His resurrection was his designation. Now, as the Son of God, he possesses humanity as well as divinity. By incarnation he brought God into man, by resurrection he brought man into God, that is, he brought his humanity into the divine sonship. In this way the only begotten Son of God was made the firstborn Son of God, possessing both divinity and humanity. God is using such a Christ, the firstborn Son, who possesses both divinity and humanity, as the producer and as the prototype, the model, to produce his many sons, we who have believed in and received his Son. We too will be designated and revealed as the sons of God, as he was in the glory of his resurrection, and with him we will express God. This is the end of today's morning revival.